We are what we repeatedly do. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we talk about the secret to changing your habits instantly and easily. Enjoy.
One of the bad habits I had back in the day was spending hours and hours on Facebook. I was an avid user during my teenage years when the platform first came out. It was the best way to socialize with your friends and plan events. But the reason why I spent so much time on the platform wasn't because I was talking to my friends or organizing a party. It was because of the newsfeed. The newsfeed is designed to put you into a sort of trance because, well, Facebook wants you to spend more time on their platform, and it worked like a charm. I was easily spending 1, 2, and sometimes even 3 hours every single day, mindlessly scrolling down and down and down, watching pointless videos, being bombarded with ads to buy stuff, and worst of all, looking at the supposedly better lives of people that I kind of knew. So later on, when I discovered the world of self-development, I realized that I had to get rid of this bad habit. But I didn't want to delete Facebook altogether. How else was I going to chat with my friends or get invited to do fun things? And that's when I realized that I needed to change the environment within Facebook. So I decided to download a plugin called Newsfeed Eradicator, which, like the name suggests, gets rid of your newsfeed. And instantaneously, I saw a change. I went from spending 2 to 3 hours a day on Facebook to spending less than 10 minutes. All in the course of just one day, with only the 5 minutes it took for me to install that plugin. And I had no cravings for it whatsoever. It almost felt like I forgot that the newsfeed ever existed. What I learned from that experience was just how powerful changing your environment can be. In fact, it is without a doubt the easiest way to change your habits. But you'll want to pay close attention to 2 things when changing your environment. Number one, you want to increase and decrease certain cues in your environment. Every habit begins with a cue. It's what starts the whole process. In the case of my bad Facebook habit, the cue was the newsfeed. Simply seeing the newsfeed made me want to scroll down. So by getting rid of this cue completely, it became almost impossible for my bad habit to even begin. I basically forgot about the newsfeed. On the other hand, you should increase the cues for good habits in your life. A couple of months ago, I moved into a new office and decided to install a pull-up bar under one of the main doors. And just by having that bar there, I found myself doing an additional 10 to 20 pull-ups a day without even thinking about it. Because every time I walked under the door, I was confronted with the cue for my pull-up habit, which is being under a pull-up bar. The second thing you want to keep in mind when it comes to changing your environment is you want to make it harder to follow through with your bad habits and easier to follow through with your good habits. What do I mean by this? Well, there are certain habits with cues that are unavoidable. Let's say you're a bit overweight and part of it is because you snack on junk food a lot. Looking at this habit, you can't really get rid of the cue here because the cue is hunger. But what you can do is throw out all of the junk food in your house and then stock your fridge up with a bunch of healthy alternatives. So when you do feel hungry, which is inevitable, it becomes extremely hard for you to snack on junk food. You would have to get dressed, go to the store, buy it, and come back, which would probably take you at least 10 to 20 minutes. Why do all of that when you have delicious but healthy food in the fridge, which is literally only seconds away? By changing your environment like this, you've made it harder to stick to your bad habit and easier to stick to your good one. Or let's say you want to make going to the gym into a habit. One of the biggest factors that will determine whether or not you actually go to the gym consistently is how far away your gym is. If it takes you an hour just to get there, chances are you're going to end up skipping out quite often. The easier it is for you to actually get to the gym, the better. Another thing you can do is prepare all of your gym equipment the night before: gym clothes, water bottle, lock, gym bag, etc. By having all of this stuff ready and packed the night before, it makes it easier to follow up, and it also serves as a visual cue. A packed gym bag means that you're going to the gym. And here's one more interesting trick that has actually worked extremely well for a lot of my clients, which is wearing your gym clothes to sleep. This actually builds off of an old habit of yours from your past, which is gym class back when you were in elementary or high school. Every time you wore your gym clothes in school, you ended up doing some sort of fitness related activity for years and years and years. And this, over time, has become a habit. So when you wake up wearing your gym clothes, you unconsciously expect yourself to work out. So that serves as a cue as well. So remember, guys, if you want to change your life, then you need to carefully look at the environment around you. Ask yourself this: am I in an environment that promotes my good habits or my bad ones? And what changes can I make to my environment that would benefit me, that would make it much more likely for me to stick to my good habits and stop doing my bad ones?
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on the platform you're listening on. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.